Man, it has been a long time since we recorded one of these episodes. Hello, listeners! We are the Hermit Social Club FTC Robotics Team 12675, and welcome back to another episode of Hermitology. Thanks for tuning in. Last episode we recorded on this podcast was back in 2020, so welcome to Hermitology Season 2! As you can probably tell, a lot has changed. And if you don't remember me, I'm Varun, and my voice got a lot deeper. Like, a lot deeper. I recommend, after listening to this about 50 times, go back and watch the other episodes, like, another 50 times. And you can definitely tell the difference between the voices. It has been a while. But other than my voice, a lot has changed here at the Hermit Social Club. Like, specifically, we got some new members on the team. For this podcast, we are joined with Aditya, not the other one, Cole, Niali, and Siddharth. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. ¿Cómo estás?
All right, awesome. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about all about FIRST and what it would look like from the lens of a new member and what opportunities FIRST has for you if you are a new member. So with all our newbies right here, let's get started into the episode. So to all of you, just a general question, when did you join FIRST?
Let's start off with the detail because...
I think like a year ago, honestly. I joined around... before last season, so
it was this year,
August
2021,
September 2021.
Nice, all right.
Okay,
Siddharth,
Cole. Oh, okay, me. Okay, I just joined 2022. Pretty much, I think I joined in December, so like I'm really new, I'm like fresh, but I'm pretty much like almost caught up with everybody, so yeah, I hope.
All right, Cole.
Let's see, I joined around later 2021, I believe. It was like later, December to November.
All right, and Niali?
I joined around August 2021.
All right, so now you get a basis of our new members, and yeah, so let's jump right into our questions. So first of all, why did y'all join FIRST?
I joined FIRST because, like, I'm, like, a STEM major and, like, I want to go into, like, aerospace engineering, right? And I had a bunch of extracurriculars, but I never really had one that was engineering focused. I had things like music, like sports, and a bunch of other stuff, but, like, nothing had anything to do with any sort of academics or, like, mathematics or, you know, STEM in general. So then I've been told about FIRST before, and I didn't really think too much about it until recently, like, because I'm starting to, like, have to get some extracurriculars for that's with what I want to do when I grow up. So FIRST was a good opportunity for me.
Yeah, I joined for similar reasons that Siddharth did. I didn't really have any, like, STEM extracurriculars in my life, and I really wanted to participate more in that area, and FIRST provided me with the opportunity. I was also very heavily suggested among my peers to join, very heavily.
Yeah, just for
but,
context.
I have the best motivation, but yeah, I joined and it's been great.
Just for context, for Cole, we texted him about maybe 50 times a day, asking him if he wanted to join the robotics team. Probably not advised, but he seemed interested, and look where we are now.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah,
I joined because I was bored. Like,
oh my god.
A good friend of mine recommended FIRST to me while we were participating in Science Olympiad, and since I already had a very strong interest in STEM subjects and I wanted to learn more about engineering specifically, I decided to join her team.
So I see kind of like a range of answers here. Like, I see like the extracurriculars and like the goal to like learn more in STEM, and Aditya's answer, just like they were bored. But all that, look at how far we've come. It is January 2023. Y'all have been here for a year or so, except Siddharth, who's been here for like a month or so. So,
yeah.
Look at how far we've come. All right. All right. So our next question. What was it like joining FIRST? Like, when you first came into the garage the first day, or your first competition, what was it like?
I didn't do anything. Like, I remember it pretty freshly, right? Because I'm pretty new. But FIRST competition, I didn't really do anything. I kind of just watched. I was pretty much told to see what the process was of the whole competitions. FIRST day of robotics was like kind of intimidating, but It was like, it was chill. And then, like, we just, you know, it looked, just looked like people were attaching a bunch of big metal pieces together with screws and nuts and all that fun jazz. And the only thing that was scary was, like, I didn't know what all these pieces were for, what went together, and how to, say, build a robot from the ground up. And that was pretty much what I've been needing help with for the past month, and I'm starting to catch up.
Yeah, I won't lie. At first, I was pretty overwhelmed. Like, not in a bad way, but it was just, like, a lot to take in at first. Like, I showed up, and everyone was running around, putting, like, fixing up the robot, programming it, testing it, and I, you know, I was kind of like there watching. You know, I was getting told what the parts were and how everything works, and, you know, there's builders and programmers, and yeah, that's how it was like for me.
Yeah, we were also I also remember being given the jobs of setting up the playing field because I didn't really know to do much else.
I came in during a time where our senior founding members, it was their last year. Currently, they're off in their freshman year of college, but last year, they were really, really focused on making it this the best year, getting the most out of their first experience, and having a successful finale to their journey. So it was a bit difficult for me to find things to do at first because they had worked for so long to accumulate their skills and knowledge, and it felt like I was extraordinarily far behind them. But over the past year, I've been catching up, and now I'm one of the main builders on the team.
Yeah, I agree. Just to like the newer members out there, don't be like scared, because honestly, it was a really good experience for us. So I feel like it really like just threw us in there, and we were able to learn really fast because of that from really, really advanced and experienced people.
So the common theme I see here is that like you kind of joined in, not really sure what to do. It was kind of like a rush because I assume you all joined like in the middle of the season to be sure. And like by then, like the competition's at its heat, everyone is just ready to go, and you just joined at like the apex of the season. So I can imagine that was like a pretty stressful time. But like what are some tips that you would say to like just to get yourself to learn everything on your first day and just like get yourself situated in that environment?
I'd say know how to screw a screw, know how the screwdriver works. I mean, like I knew, but it was like it's like nothing too complicated. Those are like the most simplest basics, right? Just know how to screw a screw. Know what difference between a Phillips head and like what's the other head called? I forgot. ignore that. But like, just know the basics, and then I guess other than that, you should just try to participate as much as you can. Ask as many questions like, oh, what is this part? What is this part used for? Like something like a U channel or a C channel, and like, oh, what is that used for? Is that for this, and the different types of brands? Like there's a GoBuilda, Tetrix, but there's one more, Actobotics.
Actobotics.
Yeah, and so you got to familiarize yourself with the differences between them, what each of their uses are. Also, like, since you're a beginner, I'd say try not to stick too much to, like, building or, like, programming. Try to get, like, a little bit of everything and then see what you like and then try to then stick to that.
Yeah, as a beginner, you really want to put, like, everything in when you're there. You want to be constantly trying to learn and take in new information. And yeah, you want to see what you want to like focus on, you know, like because you know some people will build, some people will CAD, some people will program, and you really want to kind of hone in on what you want to do and take notes of the people who are more experienced in that and see what they're doing.
Would it be fair to say that your first week or so at first was just kind of job shadowing?
Honestly, yeah,
yeah. It's fair to say that.
So, this is for practice, but since it was the apex of the season, we got a lot of meets, right? So, what do you guys remember of your first meet, and what was that experience like?
Oh, okay. Like, I think I already described my first meet. Like, it was pretty much watching things and stuff.
Yeah, my first meet, I was kind of like, I had to like get down like how it kind of worked, because I had no clue this kind of before, so I was kind of like, you know, going with everyone and seeing what they do, and yeah, I remember it was a lot of running around, trying to figure out what, like, you know, how we can make the robot better last second, you know, throwing just some stuff on, and it was fun. I actually had a lot of fun the first meet. It was a really good experience for me.
All right, awesome. Was it ever stressful for you? Just because I can imagine, like, any new viewers or any, like, new member that's listening to this, they might be in a state where it is kind of stressful because of just how overwhelming it can be.
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming at first. I mean, I wouldn't say stressful, but overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it's so, that's all good when you first start out. It's part of the process, and eventually you'll get more comfortable, especially with everyone. You want to make sure you're friends with everyone. Definitely talk to everyone. Don't just kind of sit there and, just kind of watch. You want to be active in what everyone's doing and try your best to help out. Because once you start helping out more and more, you kind of will get in the groove of being a part of the team.
One thing I would suggest to new members would be to do a lot of research on your own time, especially if you come in during the heat of the season. A lot of the older senior members won't have the time during practice to mentor you at all points, so because they'll be focused on building the robot, getting bugs out of their programming, etc. So it's good to use websites such as Game Zero, different parts websites, etc., to get yourself a quick situated with all of the first terminology and processes.
And there's like a lot, I know that there's like a lot of different manuals and different resources online that could help you. Like Siddharth was talking about learning about the difference between Philip's head and the other head, and just learning how to screw, like just basic materials. And all this stuff, I feel like there's a lot of research you can look up, just general searching up, but also there's stuff like Game Manual Zero, which is like an unofficial guide to everything, all the basics of FIRST. So, Aditya, what do you think? What is that experience like coming into FIRST for the first time? FIRST for the first time, it's kind of fun to say.
It was a bit scary at first, because like you see all these people who are like building, taking channels together, putting them together, talking about like these fancy new wheels that can go sideways as well, and then using this new programming stuff that you've probably never seen before. But after I feel like you get the hang of it, it's really helpful to have a mentor besides you to kind of walk you through stuff at the beginning. And then one thing that I found helpful for me was being able to tinker with basically a toy bot that we built at the very beginning of the season to learn like the ropes, learn how stuff worked. And after that, once I transitioned over to the bot we were using for competition, I was able to much more effectively program and like build stuff like vision pipelines for our team.
Awesome. All right. So you've been off. So from moving on from the first day, first competition of FIRST, I like saying FIRST over and over again. It's just fun. It's just like, it seems like I'm repeating myself, but it makes sense in the context, you know? Anyway, going on from the first day of being in FIRST, you've been on the team for, you've situated yourself into the team. And as you've situated yourself, you've been to a bunch of competitions, you've been to a bunch of practices. What is your favorite part of being in FIRST?
Honestly, I think the competitions are super fun, and because like they have a level of competitiveness to it, right? And like whenever we make like a clutch save or something, like we just get like a cone on in the last minute, or we get a beacon on in the last minute, and like it just saves us or something. Those are like the best and like funny moments. And obviously, like having fun with your team, like we like it's not like oh grinding robotics, oh it's grinding like oh all the engineering math and all the programming super serious. No, it's like super chill and super fun, and like we have fun with it, so that's what I like about it.
I think one of my favorite aspects is just kind of seeing the robot like come together. Because it's like at first, we're kind of like getting ideas and we're kind of building little prototypes and scratching and putting them together new. But I think one of my favorite parts is once everything kind of comes together and all we have to do is like start tweaking and drive it around. And once we're in that stage, just think it's really satisfying because you get to see kind of everyone's ideas put together in this one bot. And I also agree with Siddharth. I think the competitions are so fun. Like being able to go and driving is fun. It's just a great time. It's really fun.
Awesome. All right. I definitely agree that competitions are like a great part of FIRST. Like Cesar was saying, that competitive nature is just, it's such a drive. And like you have to understand that, like, for anyone that's new to FIRST, is kind of iffy about joining a team. FIRST isn't, well, it's kind of repeat, you'll hear this a lot, but FIRST is never always just about robotics. Like, it's amazing to see like the robot come together, but it's always about like that fun, just the experience, that fun nature of it. That is really what makes FIRST, and I think everyone here could definitely agree with that, right?
Neil, you go.
One of my favorite aspects of FIRST is the very beginning of the season when the game is first announced, and you just have like hour-long planning sessions with your teammates trying to find the best strategy, the best way to do things. I personally find planning really, really enjoyable, and then I also love building the robot. It's one of my favorite parts.
More than the robotics parts, haha.
Oh yeah, another super fun thing that I find about FIRST or robotics in general is driving the robot, because you get to be like if there's okay, so like when we set up our playing field, right, and we don't put any of the poles yet, like in we're currently doing a power play and there's a bunch of poles in the middle. When we don't have poles and then we just have the mats and then just go crazy with the robot, drifting it everywhere, making it go full speed and trying not to crash into anybody's feet. You know, that's like, the most fun for me too.
Bro's actually like Vin Diesel from like Fast and Furious.
No, that's my favorite part.
I don't got friends, I got family.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of implement that in FIRST as well, because another best great part about FIRST is that like you have such a connection that you are more than friends, you're basically family.
We're interconnected by wires.
We're all family.
We are family. Yeah. Basically, FIRST is a fun family. Everyone is so nice at all the competitions and stuff.
The F in FIRST stands for family.
For real.
For friends who stuff together. Okay. So, for our final question on this episode, you guys are pretty situated in FIRST, I would say. So, I just wanted to ask you, what are some tips you would give to any rookies that want to be a part of FIRST? Any rookies that are listening and that want to get situated in FIRST? Because they want to have just as fun a time as you are having. So, what are some tips you'd give to any rookies listening?
What I would definitely say is make sure to spend enough time just learning the stuff. While it could be tempting to just jump straight into building robots, it is going to be a very hard way to learn FIRST.
Yeah.
Learn robotics if you jump in without any prior knowledge. Mm-hmm. A good tip I would recommend is make sure that you have a mentor to guide you, and make sure you spend adequate time outside of practices just learning the basics, like learning how PID controllers work, learning how the FIRST libraries work, and just basic stuff like that. So when you go in practice, you have enough time and knowledge to actually build something that you want to build.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing is I'd suggest you read the game manuals and the FTC manual 1 and manual 2. To be honest, I told our coach that I read both of them, but I didn't. And I've pretty much been going with the flow. So if I could, I am more susceptible to maybe breaking some rules on accident. So I'd suggest read the game manual, and try to have as much, like, even though it's a competition, don't take it like, you know, like as with every game, don't take it like too seriously. And even though it's like pretty good, it'll look pretty good if you do well. It's also another sport, and it's just like it's really fun. And like joining robotics and showing your if you have pictures of like your designs or your robot and what you've contributed, like that'll do pretty well for you.
What I would say is, like, kind of like Aditya said, definitely make sure you learn before, just like kind of, you know, take notes. Also, you know, pay attention to your school's math, physics classes, maybe even computer science classes, you know, just kind of take note of all that stuff, because you do use it in FIRST a lot. And another thing I would say is make sure you just kind of put your full self when you go to practices, you know, because once you're there and you're fully like trying to help in every way you can and kind of just like really involving yourself, and when you're there, you learn a lot. You really learn a lot, especially by watching other people and mentors.
It's true. Another tip that I think I would give, I agree with everything that's been said, that FIRST is, it's a sport. No matter how people will deny it, robotics is a sport, and we wear that badge with pride that we play sports, robotics. But we're basically, we're all nerds in FIRST. That's the whole gimmick. We're nerds who just want to have fun, you know? And that's the beauty of FIRST.
One thing I would say about FIRST, besides learning, obviously the entire point of this entire journey is that you learn something, but you also have to realize that in FIRST, opportunities are everywhere. Opportunities are everywhere to gain something and help the community, because the whole point of FIRST, it's not really based around helping yourself, it's really based around helping the community that you're in.
And, like, for instance, are some opportunities we've done, we created a whole new department, a unique department, the video department, which probably, if you hear it, has nothing to do with robotics whatsoever. But that's the freedom that FIRST gives you. It gives you so many opportunities to let you just have fun. That's the beauty of it. And I think everyone here can agree with that fully.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we can agree with that. Very well said, Varun.
Definitely, I really agree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, and with that, our podcast is coming to a close. So thank you so much to Aditya, Siddharth, Cole, and Yali for bringing such interesting points to the table. It was a blast to have you all. And thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next time.
Thank you.